Welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus at Dysfunctional of Dysfunctional.com, and today we're going to be talking Fear the Walking Dead, which has its mid-season premiere on August 21st. We have today an interview I had with Danae Garcia, which plays the new character on Fear the Walking Dead, Luciana.
So you are now on Fear the Walking Dead. Can you explain a little bit about your character?
My character. Okay. My character, her name is Luciana. Mm-hmm. She is a pretty much badass, as it said by Dev Erickson. I am the leader of this colony in Mexico that is called El Porvenir. And basically, the colony has, on my point of view of the dead, are very unique. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, we see the dead as an evolution of us. Mm-hmm. We don't see them as this scary creature that we have to run away from. Yeah. We use them to protect us from the humans, and we protect them also. So we basically have this rules in this town in Tijuana, which me as an actress doing research, I realized that the Mexican culture has a very good and a very unique and distinct vision of the dead. Like, they celebrate El Día de los Muertos, mm-hmm. and they also have three kinds of death. They have the day that you die, the day that you get buried, and the day you're forgotten. So, with that mindset, I kind of basically, you know, understood why this colony would be so far advanced than the rest of the, for example, the U.S., or what you've seen in The Walking Dead or Fear the Walking Dead so far. Yeah. So, you know, it's basically a girl that has, you know, interesting points of view and knows how to handle the apocalypse from my perspective, in a much more advanced way, mm-hmm. that, you know, she can survive and she can use it for her advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being Hispanic, I've been very lucky to know a lot about what you're talking about, the whole, the three times you die. That's kind of why Day of the Dead is so important to us, so we don't forget our loved ones that have passed away.
Yeah, it's like the third death. So within that mindset, I kind of basically said, okay, so we have our dead, like the zombies. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be buried because they just keep walking. And they definitely, we're not going to forget them because they're in front of us. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, so this is just an extension of us. Because we've been just dealing with this party, because El Día de los Muertos is a party at the cemetery forever. So we might as well use it, yeah. and make it as a way to survive, which is, I think, any human being, when in times of crisis, it's incredible how much we can adapt and how much we can expand our minds in order to survive and in order to protect our loved ones and our families. That's what Luciana is. She kind of, you know, sees the world differently, and she passed it on to her colony for the best interest of them, so they can feel safe and protected.
That's very interesting. So other than the research you did you get any background to Luciana?
Well, I kind of, you know, it happened so fast. I really completely created her with very little information, because the thing is, I got the job on a Wednesday. I was in Mexico on a Friday, and I was shooting on a Monday, like literally on set on a Monday. So all I got was what was happening in that episode and very little information of before, because basically in times of apocalypse, there's not much to say other than she is just surviving, you know, like her family, forget about that. She's just on her own with this tribe colony, in this case, just dealing with this. You know, it's, everything is so present when you're like in that stage, mm-hmm. that's all I had. So in order to understand her and, you know, the way that she's been surviving so far, I had to basically do all this research and create a huge foundation. So every time she confronts the dead, every time she goes out of her comfort zone, you know, we have a very substantial character. Mm-hmm. And then as I kept going on the show, you know, the writers kept, I kept getting the next episode. And I just, with that foundation of the culture that it's Mexico and the mindset, I just kept building up my base. And it was just an incredible experience, to be honest. And I just learned so much from her. And the creativity was just flying everywhere. Okay. It really was. Yeah, it was amazing.
Were you a fan of The Walking Dead or Fear the Walking Dead before you got this part?
Yeah, well, I knew about the show. I had a friend on The Walking Dead, and it's contagious, you know. Mm-hmm. It's really contagious. So I, of course, was. 100%. But being in it is a different story, because one thing is enjoying it from the outside perspective, mm-hmm. which is, oh, my God, this is incredible. But being in it, it was a completely different, I'm like a different kind of fan now. Like, I just can't wait to start, you know, to be back in this, in the sun, in the desert. What's happening next? Like, keeps on your toes. And that's, you know, I'm a bigger fan right now, because I'm experiencing and understanding the capacity of the human mind, you know, and those around us too. Mm-hmm. So it's constantly, constantly guessing what's happening, so that makes you a fan right away. Like, that's what happens when you're a fan, you just want to know what's next. Well, I want to know what's next while I'm in it.
Definitely.
So I was a fan, but now I'm like fanatic.
Yeah, part of what interests me about the show is that the zombies are in there, but they're not the main focus. It's how people are reacting to all this, and nobody's safe. So are you ever afraid that you're going to get a script and all of a sudden you're killed off?
Well, the thing is that you're not getting killed off. It's you're already infected in order to join the wall, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, and I see it basically like, once you're infected, you don't have to completely convert until you infect somebody else to join the wall. It's basically what it is. Like, you are infected, you got bitten, you just join them. We say goodbye before you just completely turn. And the way I worked that mindset is, you know, when we have families and we have children, and by any means we have any kind of infection that could contaminate the people that we love, our natural instinct is to protect them and to literally go away. And that makes perfect sense to me when I kind of saw the picture. Mm-hmm. And I understood, and it was more like a support system. What we established, like, to be a support system for the people that get infected to join the wall. It's not a sacrifice. It's really, okay, I'm just going to be on this side of the wall to protect you with my, with the best of my ability, which is as a zombie in this case. Mm-hmm. We can't be together, but we're there. We protect them, and they protect us. Mm-hmm. They protect us from the humans outside.
Interesting. So the cast in this show is amazing. Was there anybody you were looking forward to work with?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, when you watch the show, Fear the Walking Dead, you just fall in love with the whole show. When that happens, anybody that you just get to be in front of is just an absolute bonus, and it's just an incredible experience. I got to work very closely with Frank Delane, and he's just brilliant. I mean, this guy is so into it, so immersed into the whole blood, you know, like covering yourself up. Like, this is, it's difficult because you're just walking for days, for months, in fact, you know, dealing with, you know, just literally fake blood on your everywhere. Like, we're sticky. We're like, oh, Lord, this is like, it's not normal. I don't think being wet all day is a normal feeling that we should have. But his commitment and his way to confront even the uncomfortable part of being uncomfortable was a huge, it caused a huge impact on me as an actress, because his commitment was simply massive. Yeah. And I respect that.
Yeah, his character has grown on me over the last season and a half. How do you feel coming into the second part of this very intense season?
Well, you know, I feel very honored. I feel very honored to be in this position where I get to show a different vision of the dead and a different vision of how to handle it. Because so far what's been shown is like, you see the dead, you got to run away from it, or you got to kill it, or you just see blood, you know. And her, my approach is completely, completely different. And I am, I'm truly honored to be part of that, you know, adding that kind of twist to the story and adding that kind of mindset to the audience that is so used to the opposite, you know. So I took it very seriously, and I'm incredibly honored and grateful.
So if there was a zombie apocalypse, who from the cast would you want with you?
That's not fair. Oh, God. I think I would take the whole crew, to be honest. I would leave the actors behind. You know, the crew? Yeah. I think I would just take the whole crew, all the extras, all the background artists that play zombies. I would just take over. Wow. The actors can join us if they want to. I love them, though. They're fantastic. But the crew, you got to give it to them. Those guys are, like, serious, passionate artists in every sense of the way. Every department, everyone, each one of them, my absolute respect. I mean, creating that world and feeling that world every single day for us, for the actors to show up and do our thing, it's quite an experience to watch. And the hard work, it's lovely to see it paying off and that people can enjoy it and feel it. But I would definitely take the whole crew. Every director, every department, hair, makeup, science effects, everything, camera, everybody. I'll take that with me.
That's so cool.
We'll get together. Yeah.
Okay, so other than Fear the Walking Dead, is there any other projects that you can talk about?
Yes, I just actually wrapped yesterday. This is a story, a movie that I'm truly proud of. Mm-hmm. This is my first producing project, and I'm also play the lead. It's a movie called Loca, and our cast is unbelievable. We have Danny Trejo, we have Lou Diamond Phillips, we have Stephen Bauer, we have Emilio Rivera, Angelique Rivera too. So, I mean, this is the story of that. It takes place in Los Angeles. I shot this movie 2 days after wrapping up with Fear the Walking Dead. Did not stop until yesterday. I mean, I haven't stopped at all, but it's a project that I'm truly proud. It takes place here, and it's about this ex-gang member, which is me, that, you know, 10 years passed, and they killed my husband 10 years ago, and something happened that my cousin gets raped, and it's a form of revenge for old deeds that I didn't pay in the past. And it's really exciting, and it's a beautiful project that, you know, I tend to give my heart and soul. And I know the action movie has a lot of heart in it, that it's truly inspiring and exciting. We just wrapped last night, like really late.
Wow.
So yeah, and you know, it's my first producing project, and playing the lead with such a beautiful cast, and it's off the Walking Dead. The Fear the Walking Dead, mm-hmm, was quite incredible. Quite incredible. I go from killing zombies to killing the bad guys.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. It could not be better.
Yeah.
I couldn't plan it any better than that.
Well, I hope I get to talk to you again when this movie comes out.
That would be incredible. Yes, for sure.
Is there anywhere fans can see you on social media or interact with you?
Absolutely. My social media is Danay, Danay Garcia, mm-hmm, the number one. And on Instagram, on Facebook is Danay Garcia. And on Twitter is Danay Garcia 12, the same one.
Check out our Fear the Walking Dead recap show on audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, hosted by Mike the Movie Guy, Kristen from AccordingToKristen.com, Brancy from the VRO, and me. Check out more of my stuff here on audioboom.com/channel/dysfunctional. Follow me on social media @dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, DysfunctionalLA on Facebook, and Dysfunctional on the Good Shows app.